Blog Talk Radio.
Back in the days, we used to rock the house and blow stuff like this. Whoa, whoa.
Hey.
so good, you look so fine, that you make me shake and shiver. But in the end, when it all goes down, you know the Woody Wood will deliver. Let's rock.
the life we're living. Give me the night. 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 Love. going to a show tonight. Your show, baby. And I got my ticket right in my hand.
Time after time, people in the bottom. Bonsoir, mes amis. Bienvenue à Sotre Radio. Je suis votre hôte Michel Wingham dans la maison. Permettez-moi, je vous dirai bon fête du Canada. So we did it the French way. Now we say happy Canada Day to everybody out there. My extended fam, welcome Sotre Radio with Raw. Like a little single DJ Honeycomb in La Maison, in the house. And, you know, I have been in Canada for quite a while. First discovered it in 89 through a friend of mine. She was working as a customer on a show called Border Town. And came to New York to visit a cousin who I knew. Invited me out. And in the summer of 89, I went, had a good time. Actually, it felt so good, like, shit, I can live here. If you really believe that shit, come back in January. And that's exactly what I did. It pissed down rain every day, but I was hooked. So, commitment to my band and stuff, I had to go back to Germany. But I came back after everything was done in 92. And spent 12 years there before having to step back. Long and short of it is,
there are far more pluses to Canada than there are minuses, and there are some very fucked up minuses. But the experience has been far more true than minus. So we love that. Some good folks up there in Canada. Shout out to two of my beautiful three kittens, Nikki Lee and Leah Michelle, my daughters, as well as all kinds of good folk up there. My DJ colleagues, David Love Jones, Don Chow, Jono Howard, Luis Machuca, and everybody who is just going out of their way to try to make Vancouver a cooler place. A special shout out to my brother, Jason Hoover, who we are working on some good shit for, because this story is going to get told, and you rat fucks who are going against them, you're not going to get away with this. So be like that. We're going to get a chance to put this out here and clean this nonsense up and redress all previous issues. Of course, everybody else out there, my extended fam, what does one eat on Canada Day? Now, I was just discussing this. Francis Leslie and Lady Granny Cobbler. Like, what do you guys do on Canada Day for food? So they said hot dogs. I'm like, that works. Now, they made the Hebrew Nationals, which are the filet mignon, the hot dogs. They make them cheaper on the holidays so you can gobble them up. So I got some just in case. Now, having said that, as we deal with the rest of Canadian Day and Canada and all things Canadian, again, I want to point out our brother Jason Hoover and why it's important to talk to him about him. Now, we know, if you think about Canadian artists, now, Anne Murray will come to mind. If you like country, all that's good. You know, Drake is hip-hop and all that stuff, and, you know, it's okay. This may be my taste, so I ain't going to try to inflict any kind of poison on y'all. He's all right. There were some others who popped in the mix. Celine Dion, she can sing. No doubt about that. Gino Finelli, he's interesting. One of the few white artists to go on Soul Train, but he went in there and he came in legit, and we liked that. And Gino was cool. But my favorite artist is the one I'm dealing with now. That's my brother, Jason Hoover. Jason was into the soul for a long time. And we're going to be able to tell his story, because we're going to put the pieces together for him along the soul map to make you understand just how powerful an artist this young man was and the stuff that he had to deal with. Now, we're going to also institute a little more dance music for the month of July, as blueberry tea is turning into blueberry iced tea. So we're going to throw some dance music, get you to shake your collective rumps and shake what mama or papa gave you. Now, that said, my brother G has also got some good shit lined up for you. My brother Gary Norris Gray, DJ Gray, will be doing an able-disabled concert. What that means is everybody to the table with a bit of a flaw, whether it's Ray Charles or Walter Jackson, Curtis Mayfield after the injury, others, Jose Feliciano, Bonnie Millsap, you get the picture. And all that's going to be slapped together in a group of shows to say that they ain't no disabled. They are able, more than able. And that's why Brother G is going to be doing this. And that'll be coming about in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, what we're going to be at, the girl groups are going to step to the fore, and ladies are going to have a little competition. This is all girl groups, and we're going to hear everybody from the 50s to the 90s. So keep that in mind. It won't be quite as detailed as the contest we had earlier on when we started this. But we're just going to focus on girl groups. Think Shangri-La, Shirelles, Chantels, SWV, En Vogue, all that stuff. We're going all over the place. We're going to put that out there for you. Who is the queen of the hop for the girl groups? That's going to be part of our summer. And we're going to set things up so that you guys can encourage us to continue with this. We are going to put out more music, and we endeavor to be the best music page possible. Me personally, I have loved music ever since I was 6 years old, and I heard the theme, the Courageous Cat and Minnie Mouse. Ding, 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 ding. I love that stuff. But meanwhile, everybody else, kick back, relax, do all that good shit. You know, on our Canada Day, light up some BC Bud and blaze to this next one. Now, we know COVID hasn't had its ass kicked yet. We know it's hot up there for a while. So hopefully everything has cooled down. You can get around safely. Please. Y'all ain't done with this shit yet, so please wear your masks. Or at least keep them in your back pocket just in case. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Oh, please wash your ass. Oh, man, no, please wash that ass. Nobody wants to be smelling no rancid ass. So wash your ass. Wear a mask. If you don't want to wear the mask, put it in your pocket for that. If you're in a situation where you have to go in somewhere where you have to have one, put it on. Watch your back. But in spite of its faults, Canada, we good. Vive la Canada. We shall carry on. Allez.
Remember when you run just my way. Time I go straight, yeah. Everybody I go run away.
Thank you. Yeah. boogie, boogie night.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, Canada Day has been good to you. Thank you to my Canadian family. Vive le Canada. And we will see you soon. If you're out there looking for a fox, make sure it's a fox and not a loup-garou. Ow!